Today's daf is daf Kuf Lamin Aleph. So we got to the top of Kuf Lamin Aleph, but we're in the middle of a discussion right now, a sugya here, which we're understanding for the opinion of Rav. If you just take it back to the bottom of Kuf Lamin Amud Beis, just for a moment, we're talking about the din of Shita of Mavos when it comes to Batim and Chatzer, and then a Mavoi. That was the order of how the structure was. There was houses, there were courtyards, and then there was a Mavoi. So the din we had said before that if there is a if there's Erev Chatzeros, so then we had questioned the ability for the Shita Mavos to work. So if you take a look at the last two lines of Kuf Lamin Amud Beis, where it says Rav L'Tameh, Damar Rav Ein Hamavoi Nitar B'Lechi V'Koreh, that the Lechi and Koreh won't be able to be Matya, the area of Hamavoi, unless Ad Shu Batim V'Chatzeros. You need two things. You need houses to be able to access the Mavoi. You also need the Chatzer to be able to access the Mavoi. Those are the two criteria for the Mavoi to have a Heter with the Lechi and Korah. But he says, Bahacha, however, in our particular case, Batim Ika Chatzeros Leka. Here in our case, houses we have, we don't have Chatzeros. Why don't we have Chatzeros? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says that, that we have Batim, we don't have Chatzeros. Ki lo Eru Nami, when there is no Erev, because when there is an Erev there, so then the Chatz and the Bais become one unit. So there's no Chatz anymore. There's just one unit. There's no Chatz to speak of. Kilo Erev Nami, when there is no Erev, however, Lechzinu, Lehani Batim Kiman Desasmi Dami, the Chatzeres Ika Ubatim Leka. When there is no Erev, you should view the Chatzer as being present, but there being no batim. Okay? When there is an Erev, so you view everything as being one unit, so the Erev makes the chatzeros part of the house. So you have houses, but you don't have chatzeros. But when there is no Erev, you have chatzeros, but you don't have batim. Why don't you have batim? So if you look at Rashi two lines down from the top here, kiman desasmi dami, deholagavi maboy, excuse me, kiman desasmi havu, we view the houses being closed off. Why? Deho chatzeros mafsigos bentayim. The chatzer is serving as a separation between the houses and the mavoi. Shena batim motzim lehem. Because if there is no eruv, you can't take from the house to the chatzer. The view is two different reshuyos. So you can't take from the house to the chatzer. Maybe you can't take from the house to the mavoi either, because you need to go through the chatzer to get from the house to the mavoi. So in this instance, when there is no eruv, because you can't carry from the house to the chatzer, it's as if there are no houses part of the mavoi either. And if there are no houses, then you can't do shita mavos. According to Rav, again, you need both the chatzer and the bias to have access to the mavoi and Shabbos, and that's not the case. So if there is an eruv again, you have a bias, but you don't have a chatzer anymore. If there is no eruv, you only have a chatzer, but there is no bias. So the Gemara says no. The answer is really as follows. Efshir, the mevatle levershusa dechula legabichad. What you're able to do is, the reason why I can't take from my house to the chatzer is because the house I own, and the chatzer is owned by many, many people. Unless I make an Erev around the chatzer in my house, that becomes one. But there's another way to make the chatzer owned by one. If I have my own courtyard, it's my front yard in my house, I can take it to my front yard, it's mine. I only can't take it out to a chatzer that's owned by multiple people. But let's say everyone is Mevatel Rishus, that I own the chatzer now on Shabbos, it's mine. So now it becomes an extension of my property. I own the house. Now the chatzer is halachically owned by me because everyone's mevatel rishus to me. So I, at least, even though you can't take it out to my courtyard anymore, but I can take it out to my courtyard because I'm the owner, I can take from my house to the chatzer and then to the mavoi. So since one person has the ability to take it from his house, ultimately to the mavoi, it's considered as if there's a chatzer and there's also a bias. So just read that inside the Gemara again. The Gemara says, "Efsher the mevatle le reshusa dekule legavichad." It's possible that everyone else who lives around the courtyard will be mevatel his ownership of the chatzer to make it one person mine. And just look at Rashi to make this a little bit clear. Rashi says, "Efsher the mevatle bnei habatim sheva chatzer." That the people who have the houses around this courtyard, reshus, they're going to mevatel the reshus sheyesh lem the chatzer. Their ownership, they're going to relinquish legavichad minayot, to give it over to just one of them. Now the entire chatzer is just that one individual's. For him, at least I could take it out from my house to the chatzer, and then from the chatzer, I could take it out to the mavoi. So that's the instance where a mavoi has both a bias and a chatzer. The Gemara says the problem is, in this case, bias ika batim leka. There's only one guy in his house he could take out. The din of Rav, he says you need batim v'chatzeros. The top line of the Gemara says batim v'chatzeros. You need two houses at least, and two chatzeros. In this case, where everyone's mevatel the reshus of the chatzer to just me and my house, only my house, I can take from my house and bring it to the chatzer and to the Mavoi, no one else can. That's bias. That's not batim. Bias ika, batim leka. So Gemara says, no, you still have an etza. Efshir, the mitzafer of ad palga de yoma, the gavichad, from the morning until noon, you can mivata the shus to one guy in his house. And then the other half of the day, mipalga diyoma lepanya, from noon until the evening, legavichad, and mivata the shus to another person. So over the course of the 24 hours of Shabbos, two different people, two different batim, will have access to the chatzar, and then ultimately access to the mavoi. And that would be the etza to allow one to make a shittim mavos.
Why can't you say that there are many half, like...
Let's just finish the piece because it's involved. So the one says, sof, in the end of the day, v'idna de'is lahai, less lahai. In the end of the day, the moment that this guy has access to the chatzah from his house, the other guy does not have access. You don't have batim at one given time. Yes, over the course of Shabbos, there's a, I know, Reuven has access in the morning, then Shimon in the afternoon. But at one given time, you don't have two batim, and therefore the Gemara knocks out that possibility. So in the end of the day, when do you have an example of the ability to make a sheet of mavos with both a chatzah or chatzeros and batim? So Gemara concludes, El Amar Vashi. Vashi says, Mi garm the chatzeros sheyasu batim veleka. What asers the ability of the chatzer to work with the mavoi is the presence of the house. That's the concern. So therefore, if you just look at Rashi, the long Rashi will go through. Rashi says, Mi garm the chatzeros sheyasu ahamavoi. What is the what's the reason why you can't carry from the chatzer to the mavoi? Lahatzicho shituf lehotzi min hachatzeros letocha. What's the need to make shituf mavos in the first place? It's the batim hu degar milo. The presence of the batim is what causes the issue. The la mishum batim, had it not been for the houses, havalei chatzeros umavoi rishas achas. If you could just kind of neutralize the house, a chatzer and the mavoi is considered the same plane for the purpose of carrying. The Rav, the Amru Lehu Milsa Rabbi Shimon Sfirlei, the Amr Be'ervin, he holds like Rabbi Shimon, Gag, the Chatzer, the Karpe, Upmavoy, these four different Rishuyos, Kulon Rishus Achas, hein, they're all considered halachically the same playing field. Umetaltalin Me'ezelezeh, you could carry from one to the other one without there needing an Erev or Shit Mavos, it's all allowed. V'amr Rav Allah, Rav comments, halacha, Rabbi Shimon. Only as long as you didn't make an error between the chatzer and the batim. As long as the chatzer stands alone, it's considered a part and a continuation and a connection to the mavoi. The lo shchichi mani de batim bechatzer. As long as people don't bring their kalim from the house to the chatzer, they don't make an error from the house to the chatzer is viewed as an extension of the mavoi. They're all really the same rishus. Hilkach, le'inyan tilta besocha nami. Also with respect to carrying inside the chatzer, Kilo irvu chatzeros in my batim. As long as you don't draw a circle around the chatzer and the batim, shari is permitted. The havelahu kimoshin nishtatvu bo. It's as if you already did a shittu mavos from the mavoi to the chatzer. The mi garm lo the mavoi leasar. Who's the one who caused the mavoi to be asar? Uletzarech leshituv and requiring shittuv. That's only because there's a presence of the batim garmulo, because the houses. The enum, in this case, there are no houses we're speaking of. Sharei nistalku mimenu. So if no one's connecting their house to the chatzer anymore, the chatzer is considered part of the mavoi, and there would not be a need for shituf mavos. The only time you would need to, if you make an eruv between the chatzer and the bais, but if there is no eruv, the chatzer is viewed as an extension of the mavoi, and no need for shituf mavos. No, not an Erev here, just a bit of a shus. You say a bit of a shus only works to this point, and then the other bit of a shus works to that point of the day.
But if they have a few chatzeros, they also have a few batim, so I don't understand.
No, you need the house to have access to it. So if it's a chatzer that everyone has access to...
But he says that he can, that everybody gives up the chatzer. So you have a mavoi with a few chatzeros, and each chatzer has many batim, so the fact that each chatzer has one bite, you still have batim. Because each mavoi has many, many chatzeros.
If you have multiple chatzeros like that, if you could create such a way.
Why doesn't answer that?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
Because that would be batim.
Right. Could be, good question. I don't know. Okay, the Gemara then says, Amar Rabbi Chir, Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Going back to what we saw in yesterday's daf in the Mishnah, Lo Lechol Amar Rabbi Yolezer Machshir Mitzvah Dochen Es HaShabbos. Rabbi Yolezer doesn't say across the board that every Machshir Mitzvah is Doche HaShabbos. He has a limitation. Sharei, Shtei Alechem Chovas HaYomhein. V'lo lomden Rabbi Eliezer ela b'gzer shava. Shtei alechem is the carbon that's brought on Shavuos. And he doesn't allow one to be docha the machshir mitzvah of the sheir lechem had it not been for gzeir shava. In the end, he says you're allowed to, but it's only because of special gzeir shava. Had it not been for this gzeir shava, he would not have allowed one to. So he sees that it doesn't say across the board every machshir mitzvah is docha Shabbos, only certain ones. So what's this brisa? What's this gzeir shava that's quoted that you allow the machshir shtei lechem to be docha Shabbos? The sanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer minayin lemachshir shtei lechem. How do you know the preparations needed to prepare the shtei lechem is docha Shabbos? So he says, "Nemra hava ba'omer." It says the word hava by Omer. "V'nemra hava b'shtei lechem." It says in both psukim the word hava. It says just to be precise, it says kisavo helarz ve'avesim as Omer reishis k'tzirchem la'kawin. That's by the Omer, and it says with respect to shtei lechem, it says mimoshosechem taviu lechem. Tnufa shtaim shtei asonim. So we see it says lashon havesim by Omer and then taviu by shtei lechem. This gzeir shava, the Gemara says ma hava hamur be Omer machshirin dochas a Shabbos. Just like by the Omer, the preparations can be dochas a Shabbos. Look at Rashi just for a second. Rashi says around 8-9 narrow lines up ma hava hamur be Omer machshireha dainu ktsira. Tchina harkada shela dochin es Shabbos. You remember from the Gemara's in Menachos, it talks about how on Shabbos, if the Omer would fall out, the second day of Pesach falls out on Shabbos, you could do the preparations, which means the ktsira, you could do the grinding, you could do the sifting, all that's a docha Shabbos. So too the Gemara says, af hava ha'amur b'shtei lechem machshirin dochas Shabbos. So too the hava mentioned the context of shtei lechem also could be dochas Shabbos. So that's the gzer Shabbos. Gemara says, now we know there's a concept of the Gezer Shava, you could ask questions of the Gezer Shava if it's not Mufna. Mufna, Mufni, means that the words have to be extra, they have to be superfluous. In other words, that the Hava, in both instances, or at least in one of the areas, has to be entirely unnecessary to be there, and it's only there not to teach you Pshat the Pasuk. You wouldn't need the word that to be Pshat the Pasuk. You need it to be just an extra word to create the Gezer Shava. So if it's Mufni, which means it's extra, it's superfluous, that means it's invincible to any types of questions. If it's not Mufni, if it just happens to be a pasuk that's needed for the pshat, and you also use it for Gzeir Shava, you could question if there's any challenge in this Gzeir Shava. So what does that mean? So Gemara says Mufni has to be where the words here are superfluous, and the only function is to create the Gzeir Shava, because the low Mufni, if they're not extra, you could ask the following question. Ikla Mifrach, Mala Omer Shekein Im Matza Katzer Kotzer. Tomer b'sheir lechem shimatza kotzer eino kotzer. With respect to the carbon omer, if you found that they already had some of the omer that was cut, some of the barley, they used to use barley for the omer, the carbon omer from barley, so if the seorah was already cut, you still have to cut it. You have to have a little shmata cut it. Rashi says here, three narrow lines up, shekein matza kotzer, shelo l'shem omer. If you found some cut barley already, and it wasn't cut for the purpose of the Omer, there's a mitzvah liktor lishma. You have to now cut new fresh barley with the shame of carbon Omer, d'chsiv uksartem vavesem. Hilkach ktsir gufa mitzvah. The Indian of ktsir itself is a mitzvah by the carbon Omer. As opposed to tomer, b'shtei lechem shelo nemar ben ktsir. There's no mitzvah of ktsir by the l'shtei lechem. If you found the wheat, shtei lechem is from wheat, carbon omer is from barley. If you found cut wheat already, you could use that for shtei lechem. We don't have to do a ktsir l'shem shtei lechem. So we see there's a certain stringency or a certain requirement of the ma'isa ktsira by omer. So maybe only the ma'isa ktsira of omer could be docha Shabbos, but the ma'isa ktsira of shtei lechem isn't necessary. You don't have to do l'shma, and maybe the machshirim of shtei lechem should not be docha Shabbos. So that was the question. That's the question we have. So therefore, the only reason why the Gzeir Shava would work is only if the words are mufne, and if they're mufne words, or superfluous words, then they're kind of protected from any questions. So Gemara says, Selai, which is a lashon of Be'emes Rashi, this is true, you're right, Afnui, the words are considered extra, and therefore they're protected from any shailas. Mufne, michli, let's understand the pasuk. It says ksiv, it says in the pasuk by the Omer, V'aveisim es Omer reishis ksirchem el hakorin, b'yom haviyachem lamali. It says v'aveisim, and then it says you bring it on the day you bring it. So why does it repeat the word v'aveisim twice by the Omer? We know we're talking about the day you bring it. So must be shma mina lafnuye, telling me that the word v'aveisim is extra in order to create the gzeir shava. So Gemara says, okay, that's fine. V'akati mufni mitad echadu. So it's only on one end is the word extra in the context of the Omer, but Shema'ina Lei, we understand according to Rabbi Eliezer, Damar Mufna Mitad Echad Lemeidim Umeshivim. Rabbi Eliezer, who is the one we're talking about, we're working with in his opinion right now, he has the shita that if it's superfluous, if it's Mufna, only one end, you could still ask questions on. You can answer the question, but you could still ask questions and challenge it. You have to have Mufna on both sides, both in the context of Omer And also in the context of She'er Lechem. But the problem is the word Vavesem with respect to She'er Lechem is not considered Mufne. So you could still ask this question. So the Gemara says, you're right. The reason why Rabbi Elazar knows that Machshir M'Shei Lechem is Docha Shabbos is not because of Gzeir Shabbat. The Gzeir Shabbat has been broken, rather because the word Taviu with respect to She'er Lechem is Riboyu. It's an extra word. In that case, where we're coming to be Marbet to include as an extra thing that we're even able to be Docha Shabbos. You just look at Rashi all the way towards the bottom here. Rashi says around six lines up, Taviu Riboyu. That word taviu is an extra word, and therefore the extra word is teaching me that it's telling us that it's going to be an extra word to teach me to include that you could be docha Shabbos. Rather, I'm saying to teach me that it is an extra word even by She'er Lechem to allow for the Gzeir Shabbat to work on both ends. It is mufna both on the side of the Omer and on the side of the She'er Lechem. So Gemara says, okay, fine. So if we have now that Rabbi Eliezer allows a whole slew of heterim of machshir mitzvah docha Shabbos, which examples of docha of machshir mitzvah are not docha Shabbos? What's it coming to exclude? What can you not do on Shabbos? So Gemara says, lemute mai. What's it coming to exclude? Ilema lemute lulav, that you can't prepare lulav on Shabbos, or the hechshem of lulav can't be done on Shabbos. V'hatanya, doesn't the Brisa say, lulav v'chol machshir, dochen is a Shabbos, divrei Rabbi Eliezer. He clearly says you're allowed to do it. What's considered machshirim of a lulav? Rashi says, kagon lekotitzo men b'chubar. If you have the lulav and the dasim and the ravels attached to the ground, you're allowed to cut them on Shabbos, in order to perform the mitzvah of lulav. That's Rabbi Eliezer. So it's not excluding that. Machshir lulav is allowed on Shabbos, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Ve'ela, lemute sukkah, saying that the machshirim of sukkah, you can't build a sukkah on Shabbos. Ve'atanya, sukkah v'chol machshireha, dochnes Shabbos, divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Another clear brisa that you're allowed to build a sukkah on Shabbos, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Ella, the mute matzah, that took suda matzah. You can't bake matzah and do all the different melachas of a matzah. But again, v'atanya, matzah, v'chol machshireha, dochnes Shabbos. So that too can be dochnes Shabbos, divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Ella lemute shofar, that you can't make a shofar on Shabbos. You can't cut a shofar off an animal on Shabbos and prepare it. V'hatani, but doesn't the Brisa yet again say shofar v'chol machshirav dochens as a Shabbos divrei Rabbi Eliezer? So then Amar Rav Ada bar Ava lemute tzitzis l'taliso u'mezuzah l'pischo. Tell me that you cannot prepare tzitzis on Shabbos. Rashi says last Rashi in the Amud lemute tzitzis shlo yilena b'taliso b'Shabbos. You can't tie it on the string. You can't tie the strings on Shabbos on the talis, and you can't hang a mezuzah on Shabbos either. That's the machshirim that are not allowed on Shabbos. The Tani Nami Hachi, the Brisa says as further: v'shavin shim tzayitz talitza v'asa mezuzah l'pischo shuchayv. If a person does tie tzitzis on a talis on Shabbos, person hangs the mezuzah on Shabbos, he's chayv. Why is he chayv? So why these things are not? Why is he draw a line in this case? Why dafka here? Why every other machshir mitzvah is allowed? You could cut a lulav from the ground. You could make a shofar on Shabbos. Why dafka these cases are you pater? Are you it's usher to make on Shabbos? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. My timer. Amar of Yosef Lafisha ain kavul hemizman, because a mezuzah and tzitzis are not time bound. There's no set time to do it, and therefore, since it's not urgent, you can't push it off on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Amar le'abaye adiraba. Midein kavul hemizman, from the fact that there's no set time, does that not imply that kol shaita v'shaita zmanu, that every single time is the mitzvah for it? Meaning sukkah is only it's masukkis. It's 7 days a year, but tzitzit is every single second of the year, and mezuzah is every single second. So doesn't that show how urgent it is that it should dafka be docha Shabbos? So Ella Amar Rav Nachman Amar Rav Yitzchak V'seima Rav Huna Braid of Yeshua Ho B'yado Lafkir. The reason is because you have another way around it. We don't say just docha Shabbos to do whatever you need. Is if a person's stuck. You're able to avoid the mitzvah of the chiyuv of tzitzis. You're able to avoid the mitzvah of a mezuzah if you're mafki your property. If you're mafki your talis, it'll be a way around the having to need to put tzitzis on. So if I don't own this talis, I don't have to put tzitzis on. If I don't own this house, I don't have to put a mezuzah on. So since there's another way around it and not having to be violating Shabbos, one can be mafkir the tzitzis. If you look at Rashi and Tapia, there's an interesting Rashi. Rashi says, Kol shaita v'shaita zmanahu, v'chevin sheyesh lo talis, since he has a talis, Bechol yom shemishay below tzitzis over baseh. If you own the talis, every moment you go without putting tzitzis on that dal kampos, you violate an asay. Vafilu munechas bekufsa. Rashi says this opinion. We don't hold like this, but Rabbi Kiyager refers to machlokas in the Gemara whether or not tzitzis is a chiyav chovas gavra of a chovas mana. We assume it's a chovas gavra that I only need to put tzitzis on if I'm wearing the dal kanvos. If I've got a four-cornered garment in my drawer, I don't need to put tzitzis on. But Rashi assumes that even if it's muneches bekufsa, even in my box somewhere, I still have to put tzitzis on. Hilkach koyoma ramya mitzvah sa'aleh. That was in the Havamina, that since every single second there's a chiyuv to have tzitzis on that beggar that I own, so I need to put tzitzis on even on Shabbos I should put it in, otherwise I'm violating aseh. And the Gemara concludes again, no, the way around it being mafkir the talis, I have no obligation to put it on. So there are a couple interesting things here. Remember, one is the Minchas Chinuch asks a question. He says, wait a second. Why is one chayav for tying tzitzis on Shabbos? We saw above, right in the beginning, in the bottom of Amud Beis here, that a person ties tzitzis on Shabbos, he's chayav. He says, why are you chayav? I could tie a kesher shein shakayama. I could tie a tzitzis in a way where it's not going to be permanent. It'll be a kesher shein shakayama. Take it off. And do it in a temporary way. And this way, I'm not chayiv achatas at all. I'm only chayiv achatas for tying a kesher shekayama. If it's a kesher sheino kayama, either it's going to be in a bow or in a way where I plan to untie it within 24 hours. That's not a chayiv achatas. That's the question of Minchas Chinuch. No, if the guy decides he wants to tie tzitzis on in a temporary way or a tie for a short period of time, that would be a kesher sheino shekayama.
But he would have to take it up. He would have to untie it.
Yeah, in Echanami, yeah. Yeah. So he ends up answering that anytime he brings some tefillin. But tefillin is an Indian of tying tefillin every single day. We don't do this. We said to kshart them, but some people tie their, you know, the knot every single day and the knot here every single day. There's an Indian of kshira, even though that's a kshira she'enech shakayama, if you had a practice of tying it every day, retying it. So the din is whenever there's a din, the rise of a kshira, even though halachli in Hilchas Shabbos, that's not necessarily kshira, but the fact is a halachic significance that kshira, that makes it a kshira shel Shabbos. In other words, even if I wanted to tie tzitzis in a way of kesher she'ena kayama, since I'm being mekayim a mitzvah, and that din of kshartim by tzitzis, or kshartim by tefillin, that itself, the fact that I'm accomplishing a mitzvah, that itself makes it a kesher she'ena on a derais level, and b'chayiv amlacha, because you're mesakin. I think you said a tikkun. You've accomplished something, even though maybe it's temporary, you still have accomplished something halachically, and therefore it's considered a kshir. That's one point. Number two, as they point out here in Amud Beis, is a question that comes up, can you be mafkir something on Shabbos? So it says, ho biyadu lahafkiron, you can be mafkir something. So there is a Ramban that writes that you cannot be mafkir on Shabbos, you're not allowed to. So Gemara clearly says you're allowed to be mafkir here. So the Netziv explains, oh, this is talking about a deraisa level. We're trying to figure out on a deraisa level, what's machshir, what's docha Shabbos, what's not docha Shabbos. On a deraisa level, you can be mafkir things. The inid of not being mafkir something on Shabbos is only a din derabanan. The Gemara at the end of Beitza talks about you can't do mekach memkar on Shabbos, you can't be makdish on Shabbos, you can't do hefker on Shabbos. So this Gemara is referring to before the din derabanan. That's how they understand the Ramban. But the Maisa, it's us to be mafkir something on Shabbos. The Niri says no. Miri thinks one can be mafkir on Shabbos, and this is the raya from the Gemara. So what's the machlokas, whether or not one can be mafkir on Shabbos or not? So they argue about the nature of a mafkir. What's mafkir? Mekach memkar is aser midirbanan. I can't make a transaction. Is hefker considered a transaction? There's a machlokas in the postgame. Is hefker simply a siluk? Am I relinquishing my rights? I'm just leaving it aside. No one owns it. It's ownerless. That's not a mekach. Or am I somehow being makna something? Whoever gets it, whenever he gets it, I'm now doing the process of makna. So even though Reuven might pick it up 3 weeks later, when I relinquish my rights and put it in Rishis HaRabim for making Hefker, someone eventually will pick it up and acquire it, so that's considered a Mekach HaMemkar, it's some form of a Makneh. So is Hefker a type of a Kinnan, or is it simply a Siluk? That seems to be the Nekudas Machlokas between the Ramban and the Meiri. Okay, fine. The Gemara now says as follows. Three lines down. Amar Mar. Lulav v'chol machshirav dochens haShabbos. We said above, the Braisa taught us that one could prepare lulav and all the different preparations, even if it violates a ksira, one's allowed to according to Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Minalei le Rabbi Eliezer. How does he know that that's true? That you could be dochen machshir of a lulav. Imi omer v'shtei lacham, if you're going to use those as the model, like we saw above, that carbon omer is a vadai, that the ksira of omer is dochen Shabbos. So that's the source of all machshir nefesh and machshir mitzvah right now. And we extended that to Shelechem to the Gzer Shava. So if you're going to use the Omer and Shelechem as the model, as a source for Lulav, you can't, because Shekein Tarach Gavoa. Both the Shelechem and Carbon Omer is a form of a carbon. So that's why for the Tarach Gavoa, there's a certain urgency, that could be Docha Shabbos. But Lulav, that's not a Tarach Gavoa, so maybe you can't be Docha Shabbos for Lulav. Ella, Amarka, the Patek says, Bayom, it comes to Sukkot, it says, Lekachlim lechem Bayom HaRishon. Bayom teaches me Bayom, Afilu b'Shabbos. So, my Hilchasa, with respect to which halacha? What could be Docha Shabbos? Bayom, even in Shabbos, what's Docha Shabbos? Ilema latiltel, if it's telling me that you're allowed to move it and the lulav isn't muksa, itzrich kra, the mishre tiltel, do you need a pasuk to permit muksa? Muksa is only a din derabanan. We don't need a pasuk to allow me to do a din derabanan. We're talking about before the muksa even existed. So it's not allowing me to do tiltel. Ela must be le machshiv. Anything necessary for the machshiv, which would include being koter, cutting it from the ground, that's allowed on a deraisa level. Halach l'maisa, of course, we don't use a lulav on Shabbos, later gzera, but at least on the Torah level, one, according to Rabbi Eliezer, one can cut the lulav on Shabbos. Huh?
It's only him, that opinion.
Only his opinion, exactly.
No,
basically the shibud, the first day, yeah.
The whole yeah.
So then the Gemara says, Rabbanan hahu mibayle. What does Rabbanan do with the word bayom? For Rabbi Eliezer, the word bayom means bayom afil b'shabbos. That's docha Shabbos for Rabbi Eliezer. How did the Rabbanan use the word bayom? For them, it says, mibayle bayom v'la b'layla. That the mitzvah of lulav is only bayom, not b'layla. We don't have the mitzvah of lulav at night time. Rabbi Eliezer, bayom v'la b'layla minale. How does he know this din that lulav is only relevant bayom, not b'layla? Nafkale, he learns from another pasuk of Sukkot, in that very same pasuk, it says, "Usmachtem lifnei Hashem elokeichem shivas yomim yomim v'lo leilo." So that's how he knows the mitzvah of lulav is only bayom v'lo b'layla. So what do the Rabbanan do with this pasuk of yomim? They use the word bayom to teach me bayom v'lo b'layla. What do they do with the word shivas yomim? Rabbanan itzrich sakadai dechamin. I would have thought neilef shivas yomim misukkah. It says shivas yomim by lulav. It says shivas yomim by sukkah. I would have thought mat lahalon yamim vafilu leilos at the midst of sukkah of teshu kain tediru is ben bayom ben balayla. I would have thought afkan yamim vafilu leilos kamash v'lon. Even though both mitzvahs of lulav and mitzvahs of sukkah are shivas yamim, don't think otherwise. Yamim, when it comes to lulav, it's only yamim. It's not afilu b'leilos. So that's why you have to teach me a yamim as well a second time, unless you think otherwise. The Gemara then says v'lichta rachmana b'lulav v'neisei hanach. So why don't we learn the din of Bayom Lulav for Rabbi Eliezer, that Lulav and the Machshireha is Docha Shabbos, and use that as a source to teach me Shtei Lechem and Omer as well? It's Docha Shabbos. Gemara says, because Mishum Deikel Mifrach, you could ask a question, Mala Lulav, there's a certain chumah that Lulav has that Shtei Lechem and Karban Omer don't have, which is Shekein Taon Arba Minim. The fact you need Arba Minim, you need more different items, it shows a certain level of urgency, a certain level of importance for the mitzvah. There are four different minim, and the Shtei Lechem is only wheat, and Karban Omer is only barley, but Arba Minim, you need four minim, you need Esek, Adasim, Lulav, and Aravos. So maybe only by that, it's because so many mitzvahs are involved in one shot, only that's Docha Shabbos, that maybe not Shtei Lechem, maybe not Karban Omer, therefore you need two different independent sources of each halach. Gemara now says Sukkah v'chol machshireh dochen to Shabbos divrei Rabbi Eliezer. So how does he know minale? How does he know that building the sukkah is docha Shabbos? Imi omer v'shtei lechem, if you're using that as a source, shekein tzorach kavohu. That's a tzorach kavohu. There's no tzorach kavohu by sukkahs. Imi lulav shekein ton arba minim. You can't learn from lulav because lulav has four different mitzvahs together. Sukkah is only one mitzvah. Ela gamar shivas yamim milulav. We have a gzer shava. It says shivas yamim by lulav. It says shivas yamim by sukkah. Mala halon machshirav doch and Shabbos, just like the lulav, the machshirav is doch Shabbos, afkan so too by the sukkah, nami machshireha doch and Shabbos. So the Gemara asks, so lichta rachmana b'sukkah, why not teach me by a sukkah that sukkah and machshireha is doch Shabbos, and then use that, v'nisi hanach v'nigmar minei, and use all the other sources to learn it from sukkah. So Gemara says, because there's a certain chumrah that sukkah has that the others don't have, which is the ikal mifrach, mala sukkah shekein noheges b'leilus k'b'yamim. The fact that sukkah is applicable both by yom, b'layla, mashenkin she'alechem, which is karbanos are only by yom, so she'alechem and omer only by yom, and lulav like we saw above is also only by yom, so maybe you cannot derive that out from sukkahs, which is more chumr, more chashiv, in that it's noheges b'ein b'yom, b'ein b'layla. So then the Gemara says in the next price. Umatza v'chol machshireh dochas haShabbos. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer minolei Rabbi Eliezer. How does he know that matzah and all the preparations are dochas haShabbos? So he says, "Imei Omer v'shei lechem for using that as the model shekein tzor kavo." So he can't use it. Those are karbanos. Imi lulav shekein ton arba minim. Sukkah lulav is different because it has four mitzvahs. Imi sukkah shekein uheges b'leilas kibiyamim. What about sukkah is bein b'yom bein b'layla? So this particular question is a strange question because matzah is relevant bein b'yom bein b'layla. So the answer, I believe, is that I didn't look into it, but I believe the answer is that matzah is only really the first night is the real mitzvah. That's b'yom harishon. And the other days, there is no real chiyuv. Now, this does call into question the Indian of the Gra. The famous Gra says that even though the chiyuv of a matzah b'yom leil rishon is only a chiyuv, one still does get a kiyum the rest of the days as well. When you eat matzah for the Gra, you get a kiyum every time you eat matzah the rest of the Pesach. There's only a chiyuv the first night, but not the other night. But at the same time, Sukkah is the same way. Sukkah, there's only a chiyuv to eat leil rishon. The other days, I don't have to eat in the Sukkah if I don't want to. I could eat outside, drink, I could fast. Well, I can't really fast because I can't fast on Yom Tov. But if I wanted, I could eat drinks and fruit and not have to be in the Sukkah. So I'm not exactly sure how this works. But seemingly, there's more of a chiv of eating the Sukkah 7 days or being in the Sukkah 7 days than matzah not. Because I guess I'm just thinking out loud right now. A Sukkah is teshu kein tadur. We typically think of Sukkah being in the midst of eating, but the truth is, everything has to be in the Sukkah. You have to sleep in the Sukkah, you have to spend time in the Sukkah, so you can't avoid being in the Sukkah for 7 days. There must be some chiv in some way to be in the Sukkah. Matzah, you could avoid eating matzah the rest of the week, just the first night. So therefore, we see since the mitzvah of Sukkah is 7 days straight, and matzah is only the first night, maybe you shouldn't learn matzah from that of Sukkah. So the Gemara then says, "Ella Gamar." This is a way of it. This is a way to get around this. "Ella Gamar Chamisha Asar Michaga Sukkos." We have a Gzer Shava Tesvav Tesvav. It's called. It says we know that the Yom Tov Pesach is Tesvav Nisan, and the Yom Tov Sukkos is Tesvav Tishrei. They're both on a Tesvav of a month. So we have a Gzer Shava Tesvav Tesvav Ma Lahalon Machshira Dochas Hashabbos, just like Sukkah. That's Dochas Hashabbos. The Machshirim is Dochas Hashabbos, like we saw above. Afkan Machshira Dochas Hashabbos. So too. The Indian of Matzah is also Dochas HaShabbos. All the Machshireha is Dochas HaShabbos according to Rabbi Eliezer. Gemara now says, okay, so now that we've established that you could be Dochas HaShabbos, the Machshireha of Matzah, Dochas HaShabbos, why not write, Lichta Rachmana b'Matzah, teach me the din that Matzah and Machshireha is Dochas HaShabbos, and use that as a model, v'nisi hanach v'ligmar minei, and learn the others from it. And the Gemara says the reason why you can't use matzah as the model is because mishum deikal mifrach ma'ala matzah shekein no heges b'nashim kibah nashim. Because while women are pater from sukkah, they're allowed to sit in the sukkah. They're certainly permitted to. It's mitzvah asay shezman grama. They're allowed to perform those mitzvahs. The machlok is svar d'mashkenazim whether they say bracha or mitzvah asay shezman grama. But they certainly are allowed to if they wanted to. But there's no obligation. As opposed to matzah, women are obligated in eating matzah. They have a chiv because the Gemara says that kosheshna isra chametz yeshna b'chiv matzah. I forget how the Gemara exactly uses the phrase, but whoever's chayv in chametz is chayv in matzah. The two go hand in hand, and therefore, since women are certainly chayv in all los haseis, with the exception of three los haseis, the Mishnah and Kedushin says they're not chayv in cutting peos, not chayv in cutting the beard, and not chayv in tumas kohanim, tumas meis. All other los haseis, women are chayv in, so they're certainly a chayv in the isra chametz. One to chayv in the iser chametz memela, the chayv in the assay of matzah. So since women are chayv in matzah, maybe that makes it more chomer, more chashiv, and maybe only the machshir of matzah would be dochas Shabbos. And you could not extend that to the other cases where women are not chayv in she'el lechem, they're not chayv in carbon omer, they're not chayv in sukkah and lulav. Okay, then the Gemara says, what about shofar? Shofar, the chom machshir of dochas Shabbos, divrei Rabbi Eliezer. So shofar also and all the preparations can be dochas Shabbos. Menale le Rebbe Eliezer, how does he know this is dochas Shabbos? Ime omer v'she lechem shekein tzarek avoa. But I just point out, it's interesting that the Gemara says each case you can't learn from she lechem and carbon omer because those are tzarek avoa. A few of these cases actually, although maybe not on the outside perspective, it doesn't seem like a tzarek gavoa, but there is an argument to be made that each of them actually are tzarek gavoa. The Gemara says by shofar, that shofar is kilofnim adami, that the Gemara talks about the ink taker nasa seneger, that the Kohen Gadol doesn't wear gold when he goes into Kodesh Kodashim. He can wear a big day zav on Yom Kippur outside, but when he goes inside the Kodesh Kodashim, ink taker nasa seneger. We don't want to remind the Kodesh Baruch Hu of the egal zav when he go into the Kodesh Kodashim. So Gemara says, okay, so why can you use a para, a shofar of a para? Gemara says, Ein Kedegar Nasa Sneger. The para reminds Hashem of Ein Kedegar Nasa Sneger. It's the Ega Hazav. Gemara says, but wait a second. The shofar is Bechutz. The Kohen Gadol can wear Big Day Zav Bechutz. It's only Bifnim he can. So why can't I blow the shofar outside? It's Bechutz. I could use the Ega Hazav, the para. So the Gemara says, because since the shofar is Lisi Zikaron, it's meant to serve as a reminder to Kodesh Baruch Hu in his memory of some sort, it's Kilfnim Dami, the Gemara says. It's as if it goes into the Kodesh Kodashim. So there's a certain element of shofar being a type of Torah Gavoa. By Lulav as well, there's a what to say about Lulav as well being Torah Gavoa. The Gemara seems to compare Lulav to a carbon. So each of these, not all of them, but some of them, you could say there is some element of tzarech gavoah. But again, pashas is lulav and shofar are not really tzarech gavoah, and therefore you cannot learn shofar from a sheh lechem and omer. Maybe only by the omer and sheh lechem, which are karbanos, only those have the certain level of urgency that they're dochas a shabbos, but not shofar. Then the Gemara says, okay, maybe use imi lulav, learn from lulav, shekein ton arba minim. Lulav is different, there are four mitzvahs. It's a very chashuv mitzvah that there are four elements to it. Imi sukkah, shekeinu heges, belelos, kibiyamim. Shofar is only bayom. Imi matzah, shekeinu heges, benashim, kibanashim. Women are chayiv in matzah, they're not chayiv in shofar. Ella, Amar Kala, the Pasuk says, you know why we know shofar and machshirav is dochas Shabbos? Because the Pasuk says, yom tshua yelachem, bayom, afilu b'shabbos. The Pasuk says, yom tshua, even b'shabbos, whenever that day falls out, Rosh Hashanah falls out, you're chayiv afilu b'shabbos. Ulamai, what to tell me that can be done on Shabbos? Ilem l'tkiyah, to tell me that you could blow the shofar on Shabbos, hotana de Bei Shmuel, we already know that you could do tkiyah on Shabbos, at least midiraisa. Because the Pasuk says, kom lechas avoda lo sasu, yatsa tkiyah shofar, rudiyas apas, shi chachma v'nim malacha. The Pasuk says, only malachas asur in Shabbos. There's an interesting Rashi, he says, shel tareach, a malach of tareach, which implies tzircha. But the Pasuk says, only 39 malachas are asur. Blowing a shofar isn't a malacha. Radias apas, removing the bread that's attached to the side of the oven walls, that's not a malacha. That's a chachma, it's a skill. Blowing a shofar is a skill. Taking down radias apas is a skill. Skills are not aser, malachas are aser. So on a deraisa level, you're allowed to blow shofar on Shabbos, so the yom tshua yelachem can't be permitting tkiyah, that's pashut to allow. Ella, must be, the Gemara says, l'machshirim. We're learning from yom tshua is that even the machshirim, even the cut, to be gozes, if he goes as the shofar off the head of the animal, which a violation of goes is, even that's allowed, b'yom ha'tshua yelachem. That's what we learn. That's Rabbi Elazar's source. So Gemara now says, Rabbanan, ha'hu mibar lei b'yom v'lo b'layla. What did Rabbanan do with the word yom ha'tshua? They use the word yom to teach me that shofar is only b'yom, but there is no mitzvah of shofar b'layla. So what about Rabbi Elazar? How does he know the mitzvah of shofar is only b'yom? If he already used the word yom to teach me yom ha'fil b'shabbos, where does he learn yom v'lo b'layla from? So Gemara says, Rabbi Eliezer, Bayom v'lo b'layla minale. How does he know? Nafkale mi bayom ha-kipurim tavir shofar b'chol artechem. We have a din, Yovel, every 50 years, we blow Yovel. What happens in Yovel, we let all the vadim go free, and we let all the land properties go back to the original owners, so we blow the shofar there. And there's a gzeir shofar, we connect the shofar used for Yom Kippur to the shofar used annually on Rosh Hashanah. So it says, v'gamri mahadati, we learn one from the next. And therefore, one second here, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says here, V'gamri mahadadeh, actually that's not what I wanted here. Yeah, so even though we learn, what's the source though from Yom Kippur, one second?
Because it already said Basar HaChodesh, and it's repeating Yom Kippur, so it didn't need to say oh.
It says, say it again.
Basar HaChodesh, and then it says, I guess, Bayom HaKippurim.
Oh, that's superfluous. Tell me that, since it says it twice, tell me that the extra reason of saying Bayom HaKippurim is telling me that it also is Docha Shabbos, the Machshirim of the shofar of Yovel is Docha Shabbos. So through the Gzer Shabbos, we're connecting Yom Kippur to Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah as well. The Din of Machshirav of the Rosh of shofar is Docha Shabbos as well by Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara then says, say it again. Oh, you're right. Oh, Bayom, all right. Bayom V'layla, right. Thank you. Bayom V'layla, teaching me the din. Bayom V'layla, the fact that it says, Bayom HaKippurim, Bayom HaKippurim, Bayom V'layla. So just like shofar of Yovel is only Bayom V'layla, so too through this connection, Gzer Shavit the shofar, it's also only Bayom and Rosh Hashanah V'layla. So now that we've established that by shofar, that the machshirav of shofar is Doch HaShabbos, B'gamrei, why don't we say, Lichtav Rachmana B'shofar, V'lisi Hanech, so why don't we learn, use Rosh Hashanah and the shofar as the model that machshir of his dochas Shabbos and learn everything else from it? So Gemara says, Lekel Migmar, you can't learn it from Rosh Hashanah. Why not? Shekein machneses zichronos shel Yisrael avin shebashemaim mitkias the shofar. So mishbashemaim. Because there's a certain chashivas of shofar, like I mentioned before, the fact that the shofar is able to bring all the zichronos of Klai Yisrael to Kadosh Baruch Hu, all the zichuyos, all the mitzvahs we bring to Klai Yisrael to Kadosh Baruch Hu, that shows a certain chashivas. That's a higher level almost than tzorach gavoah, and therefore nothing else can be learned. Maybe only shofar, which has such a chashivas of a mitzvah, such an urgency, only that's doch the Shabbos, but maybe no other mitzvah. That's why each mitzvah has to have an independent source. So then the Gemara says, okay, that explains why we don't learn from Tekiah Shofar Rosh Hashanah. But maybe we should learn from Tekiah Shofar the Yom HaKippurim, that too, Lech HaMigbar, you can't learn from that either. Damar Mar, Tiku Bezdin Shofar, when you blow the Shofar in Bezdin on Yovel, Niftu Avadim Lebatem Vesados Chozos Lebalem, all the Avadim go back, they become free, and also the properties go back to each other. As Rashi says, Niftu Avadim Lebatem, five lines up, Kriyas Dror the Yovel, the calling out of the Yovel, Tuliyabo is dependent on this, the freedom, Hilka Chashiva. The fact that everybody, every Eved, every property goes back, it goes to freedom, it shows a certain Chashivas, and no other mitzvah can be learned out from Yovel. Should we go, what time is it now? Oh, we'll stop here. Okay, we'll continue with Hashem tomorrow.